UK examines its strengths and challenges today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. The strategic planning process at UK is well underway, and that effort is being led by our provost, Dr. Christine Reardon, who has agreed to join us again today for an update. Welcome back to UK Perspectives.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Well, in the strategic planning process, I think most of us are familiar with a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And your team has just gone through something very similar. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. We're calling it strengths, challenges, and opportunities instead of the SWOT analysis. In December of 2013, our team really did in-depth benchmarking work, and they also looked at research related to national trends around the higher education industry. And from that work, they then also looked at how UK stacks up against some of these major trends. It was pretty telling. The data were pretty telling. And I think from that, we were able to identify some clear strengths for the university, some clear challenges, and there are some really interesting opportunities that are going to feed into the strategic plan recommendations.
What were some of those strengths?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share that. So I think one that came out very clearly across all of the strategic planning groups is UK's incredible depth and breadth of colleges. In terms of the actual programs that we have on this campus, we're one of 8 universities in the United States to have that breadth of colleges. Mm. And so what that leads to is a number of opportunities. We can create some really leading edge multidisciplinary programs, degree programs, research activities, and we're able to really look at how we can meet market realities and needs. You really think about all of the areas that have major problems and issues today, and they're really needing multidisciplinary perspectives to solve them.
And I've also heard you talk about one of the strengths being customization of education at UK. So does that mean that the traditional bachelor's degree, the things that we're used to, a degree in English for a bachelor's degree or a PhD in archaeology, does that mean that sort of thing's going away, or how does that work?
No, in fact, I think a lot of the conversation is focused on how we leverage many of our existing degree programs. One of the concepts that's coming out is this idea of unbundling and repackaging and looking at things in new forms. So we're having a lot of creative conversation about not only keeping our existing programs, but thinking about new dual degree programs, 4-1 programs at the undergraduate level and then a 1-year master's degree, or combined programs at the master's level. And so I think we're starting to see some new creative activities going on. We also are having a lot of colleges starting to talk about how we can do an interdisciplinary degree program from the beginning. So I'm very excited and happy about the work that's going on and the strategic thought going behind our new programs that could exist on this campus.
Well, you and your team identified several challenges that UK is facing. So what are some of those?
So some of the challenges, clearly one of the ones that comes right to the top, we read about almost every day in the newspaper, is the decline in state funding for higher education today. It's not different than many of the other states, but it does feel very real. So when we look at our state budget today, as an example, it's $284 million, and it was $284 million back in 2003. So when you really start doing an economic impact analysis, there's almost a 24% budget cut because the buying power of the dollar is not the same that it was back then. I think also we're facing right now a potential budget cut, as we've been reading about from the governor, and as well as the House ratified that. And so that's really taking some serious toll in terms of our operations. What that means is, as a university, we have to think strategically about how we craft our own future from a revenue standpoint. And so looking at new opportunities and degree programs, looking at new ways in which we can attract students, I think is going to be vitally important going forward. We're also going to need a big emphasis on philanthropy. Fundraising will be a big part of our initiatives as we move forward as well.
Yeah, before we started recording this, you and I were talking about federal funding and the declines that we've seen in that arena. So that makes philanthropy even more important, because you can't rely on federal dollars to replace the state dollars that have gone away.
Absolutely. I think the other thing that we're starting to see, and we've done a lot of this already on this campus, our partnerships. So it's not only a revenue generation, but it's also a cost efficiency component to it, in terms of thinking about how to become more efficient and effective in our expenses. And so we've partnered recently with EDR to do $350 million worth of new dormitories and residence halls on this campus. And that's something we couldn't have done ourselves, but that was a way to leverage a good partnership and to create something that's very positive for our campus.
And we had Eric Monday in here just a few weeks ago talking about a partnership for dining services, too.
Absolutely. That's another great example of how we're looking at how we can be more efficient and more effective through these partnerships.
Well, what's the next step in the strategic planning process at UK?
The Strategic Planning Committee is working hard. We're sending them something almost every day, but we've been taking all of the work across the six committees and integrating that into one voice, and we're sending back out to them their recommendations. And probably within the next 2 weeks or so, we're going to start communicating with the campus the recommendations that they're making to get feedback from everyone. It really is important for people to give us their ideas around the strategies and the tactics. It won't stop there. The plan, we're looking for the plan to be ratified by the board in June, but that's really when a lot of the work begins. We need to put together our implementation plans and how we actually make these things happen. And so the plan will continue to live beyond June and really will become part of our daily activities.
Is there a website where the campus and community and our listeners can go to find out more about the strategic planning process?
Yes, it's www.uky.edu/strategic-plan. And we also have a fabulous trends report that is listed on that strategic planning website that really goes through the 9 top trends and how UK stacks up against those.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Our guest has been Dr. Christine Reardon, UK Provost, who is heading up the university's strategic planning process. At WUKY.org, we'll have that link we just mentioned and also our complete interview. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.